How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
And the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. They'll eat your guts and spit them out. And when your bones begin to rot, the worms remain, but you do not. So don't ever laugh as a hearse goes by, for someday you'll be next in line. And when death brings his cold despair, ask yourself, will anyone care?
Macabre may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to Macabre, a dark history podcast. I'm Blair.
I'm Hallie.
If you're new here, hi. We're really happy that you came to hang out with us. It means a lot. We are definitely seeing the fam go through the roof over on our private Facebook page. Welcome to all of you beautiful people. We freaking love you, and this is so amazing to see. So thank you very much for choosing Macabre as your fam and your entertainment of the hour. Now remember, this show is not for the faint of heart, and negative energy is not allowed. So slap on those gloves, because we're going to do a little bit of house cleaning quick. You want more from us. We are on Patreon, where you can listen early and ad-free. And speaking of, shout out to Angel for becoming a deadly darling over on the Patreon page.
Woohoo!
We freaking love you! And I love your posts. I love your posts on the Facebook page to make my day. So thank you, Angel, so much. It means so much to us. Speaking of Patreon, by the way, we have a little treat for you coming up. Stay tuned on that. It's going to be happening right away in January. We're really good at being little teases over here at Macabre. To show you kind of what's going down, our building the Patreon page, we are going to give you a little sneak peek on what that looks like and what is coming up. So stay tuned. There will be a couple of those happening for you in January while Hallie and I build up a big old tool belt full of gruesome topics that we have yet to cover. I will not tease you on what's coming up next year with topics because we're starting to write them and we are very excited to share those with you. So, January. Teasing extravaganza. Just be prepared, okay? It's coming your way. If you like what you're hearing, please leave a rating and review. We would greatly appreciate it. It does mean a lot to us. And you can do that, of course, on your favorite podcast platform. Tell a friend also. Like, whisper it in a library or, like, shout it at a mountaintop. Whatever tickles your fancy. Spread the word. We would really like that. Today, I hope you're ready for this. Going to Italy. Molto bella. This looked like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I do, because it's the letter P.
Yes, it is.
And so I wonder if it will follow suit with our previous issues with the letter P.
I hope not.
Negative energy, not allowed.
Okay? Not allowed. We literally had that happen in O when I tried to... We are not doing that.
So we'll say maybe we'll get through this episode without P, the letter P being an issue.
Yeah. That we gotta like dust that shit off. That was so season one. So you can get the fuck out of here, okay? With that negative energy. That's what I said.
We're starting a new trend.
We're dusting it off. It's over. We've had enough of it. Yes, I know. I almost said that too. And I was like, I didn't, because I was like, what if something happens? No, hopefully not. Fingers crossed, and we'll find out. This season's P, that sounds also very bad. Not like last season's P.
Letter P,
of course. We, of course, are going to not just talk about the marvelous sights of Italy, or the delicious food, or the ancient beauty of it all. We're going to a sinister island that remains a shadow of Italy's history, because it wouldn't be macabre in Italy if we didn't talk about the concept of Paveglia Island. And yes, I said Paveglia because in season one, when we talked about doing this, I couldn't say it. I had to look up how to say it and continue to say it. So if I mess it up during this episode, please forgive me. No, I tried. Midwest tongues, man. So he is for Paveglia Island. Whee! You ready for these hype notes?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So there is a small island in southern, oh no, it's in northern Italy. I can backtrack that. It's northern Italy. And it lies abandoned. Scarred with the past, it holds centuries worth of stories. It's known as the Island of Ghosts. But can we believe the hype is the real question. So join us today as we try to get to the bottom of the actual truth of the island. Bones in the soil or lies? You be the judge. All right, shall we? So of course, we got to start it off with just some facts about the location. Paveglia Island is nestled between Venice and Lido, which is in northern Italy. The island is in two pieces. Some would even argue three. We'll talk about that in a little bit. With a canal running through the middle. The first mentions of the island in historical records date all the way back to 421.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, that's freaking nuts. There's a pattern to history, their people, and then there isn't. So it's got a weird track record, this island. Kind of see as we get through it, like, it's definitely seen the history, but it's also been very alone out there, too. Just, it's very weird how things have gone for this island. We'll get into that, too. And I'm not talking about, like, some people leaving and staying and that kind of thing. I'm talking, like, you're either there or you're not. like, people just up and leave the island. Everybody. It's weird. Or nothing, baby. I guess go big or go home. But we'll talk about that too. Currently, the island is absolutely abandoned. Some do refer to this as the island of no return. Hang on to that. We'll see how you think at the end. Honestly, I didn't know a lot about this place until you had told me about it. So doing the research was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, my only experience is just what I've seen on the ghost hunting shows. So,
oh, we're going to talk about that.
It's going to be very one-sided, probably, just because of bias, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, we'll talk about that because I found out something really interesting. When we get towards the end, we can talk about it more. But I was like full-blown, had how I was going to write this episode out. And then at the very end, the last resource that I found was actually documentation with extra resources on other records, completely conflicting with what I found. So I'm
that's frustrating.
Oh, very frustrating.
Yeah.
But also
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So cool.
It's one of those. What we do like you that. Think? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We like that.
Sometimes we run into those things. And I like that because sometimes it's not so, you know, black and white. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. gray area and you're like, But yes, there's a lot of that to happen today. There's a lot going on for such a small area. It has acted as so many things throughout the centuries, but all of which were very dark. We do know that. So let's dive into the history of the place. So this little dot on a map wasn't actually called Paveglia Island in the beginning. It was first referenced in print as a safe place to hide from invasions during the decline of the Roman Empire, who had people like Attila the Hun and Alaric the Goth coming through. Everyone's heard of Attila. Just set the record straight. Eric was definitely the real OG original Goth, okay? I had a lot of Goth jokes that I wanted to throw in here. I can do that because I am one. It's fine. I really wanted to go on a just rampage of Goth jokes and Goth music, but, you know, first king of the Goths, okay? Nobody did eyeliner like Alaric. Just kidding. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just picturing some moody, brooding dude coming in like a black horse. He's got eye makeup for days, like blasting like Bela Lugosi's Dead or something. You're like,
he probably used ash from, you know, like ash from the fire.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping I want to find that in some record somewhere that, yes, Alaric, you know, Alaric the Goth, he used to put ash on his eye. Like,
what a cool name.
Right? Alaric the Goth. Maybe we cover him someday. He sounds pretty cool. Then all the goth jokes will come out. But that's all my goth friends. For real. Like, Alaric was the first king of the Visigoths. So I had to point that out. Moving on. Military forces did not want to mess with the lagoon because this was like a huge hotspot at that point. So Paveglia had actually been a very popular safe haven because it was so, like, it was positioned perfectly, let's just say, for Italy. It should be noted that prior to this, there had been a community of people living on the island called the Euginei. It's believed that they first inhabited the area as early as 2000 BC, which is freaking crazy to me.
Wow.
Yeah, on an island. An island is not that big. Until the 14th century, people would come and go and live in the small area, and it was a really thriving community, which is really weird to think about. But, you know, the late 1300 would change that for sure. In 1378, because I can talk. I'm so focused on saying Paveglia right. We go with another name. The War of Chioggia. You want to know how that's spelled? Chioggg.
I think you did great.
Thank you. That's probably why I messed up 1378. I saw it coming. I also practiced that one too.
You did great.
Thank you. It was a conflict, that War of Chioggia. It was a conflict between the Republic of Genoa and the Republic of Venice. It continued through 1381. So what did this mean for the island? Like, what does that have to do with anything? Officials made living on Paveglia Island, all of the people that lived there, they forced them off. They made them go to other islands in the Venetian Lagoon. That was going to be a military station from there on out until the foreseeable future. So, yes, they did indeed turn it into a military outpost, complete with artillery. And that's where people will argue that it's actually a three-piece island, because they had built an octagonal fortification of sorts on one side of the island. It was built as part of their defense mechanism, and it was something that would hold, surprisingly, to this day. If you were to look up pictures, things holding pretty well, so good on them. This did settle town in the history timeline. They had a lot of issues with getting people to kind of move back to the island. People didn't want to. I don't know if I blame them, because it's like, well, it was a military fortress, and like, what if something else happens? We get moved again. But in the 1500s, the Italian government tried again by getting monks out there. They needed somebody out there. They need to make it worth their while, right? And they just wanted to find a purpose for the island. So they tried thinking of anything and everything. Well, of course, be careful what you wish for. Let's talk about the Black Death and other plagues. We are now getting into the big reasons why the island has some pretty historical baggage, leading to the island's macabre stature it is today. Now, we know that Europe was riddled with plagues over the centuries, and Italy was absolutely no exception here. The first of many bubonic plagues struck Italy in 1347, and it began in Sicily, and within a year had spread to Venice. Half of the population of Venice died. Now, that could be argued, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Venetians learned a lot about the disease from that experience, though. And they learned how it was being passed by people, what the big source was. And it was coming from ships, which we know now is, you know, rats, the fleas on the rats. It's just a domino effect. And so they were becoming more medically smart when it came to trying to figure out how to source it. Now, I can't figure out, I mean, there's probably some explanation, and I couldn't find out how they were kind of like realizing by stopping ships of like, rat looks weird. It's probably plague, you know, because every ship had rats, you know? And how minuscule were they getting with their analyzation? They were having people going on board to check this shit out when they came in. Like, hey, no, you can't come in yet. We got to come and look in. And, you know, it's one thing if like, oh, yeah, that guy's definitely got it. You know, oh, yeah. And he definitely got bit by a rat. Okay. But when you look at a rat, are you going to be like, that fucker's got plague?
There's there would have been no way to know.
Exactly. So there's something weird with that as well. You haven't already, I encourage you to put on your critical thinking caps, because some things get kind of weird here, but I'm going to keep giving you the info that I have, and you figure out, you know, makes sense and lines up, because now that I know what I know and reading it back, I'm like, you know, but we'll see. So going back to them trying to figure out, you know, plague and the signs. When they had realized that they could separate the sick and the dead from the healthy and living, and that was helping, they chose two locations outside of the city where they would be burying the dead. They would quickly fill up. And it was also noted, like, oh, hey, sometimes even burying them isn't really cutting it anyway, so we need to start burning the bodies, because that's going to kill it, and it's not going to sit and fester in some ground and potential, you know, water supply issues and all that. So it was only a matter of time after having those two fill up that Paveglia Island allegedly had a new purpose. They would invent something called the Lazaretto, and this was a hospital that was designed to quarantine the sick and potentially sick. Talk about that later, too. It would put 3 to 4 people in a bed, allegedly.
3 to 4 people in a bed?
Uh-huh.
My gosh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought, what was it? Was it, Waverly that we were talking about that had multiple beds in a room?
Yes.
We were talking about, like, how they were all crammed in there.
Yeah.
This is worse. That was the
first thing I thought of. Yeah, I know. I was like, this is worse than that.
More people in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine just, like, sharing a bed with 3 other people?
The first thing I thought of was that scene in the beginning of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory when his whole family's like laying in that bed. Somebody's head and is going to be by somebody's feet.
And they're all sick.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, how big are these fucking beds?
I know how gross it is when I'm sick and I have to sleep next to someone, and how gross it is for them to have to lay next to me when I'm like coughing and hacking. Imagine the plague.
No way.
Imagine what that is like.
No way.
The amount of mucus and saliva and all that stuff coming out of your face.
Right? And you're not able to, like,
face holes.
Of the holes, for that matter.
All of the body holes.
And it's like, okay, you think on that where it's like, okay, well, how big were the beds? And then, you know.
Oh, they were like probably a cot size.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, not even twin size. Like, you know. Having
you were huddled up.
Yeah.
You were stacked.
Stacked. I don't want to think about how they were stacked.
Gross.
Because you know what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean,
face to butt.
Face to butt. Is that where 69 came from? Oh no.
No.
Oh.
No, you didn't have to go there.
No, I know. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. No. And I joke on that because this is a potential thing that potentially didn't exist, so we shall see. Those who worked there had never had a break when they were moving the dead bodies. It was a constant moving. They were brought to these pits, and unfortunately, they weren't that careful with checking who was dead or not.
No.
Oh, yeah. So if it looked like you weren't moving and like there was like no like really noticeable, like, breath
visible
happening.
Chest movement, and
I mean, everybody was cold or having the fever with that, so it's like that didn't really matter to them. So if you looked unmoving and your chest wasn't heaving up and down too much, you're probably getting carted.
Good. Could you imagine that? You're already in a terrible state, and then you're like,
right?
I'm laughing because this is the way my life
nightmare
would go.
Same though.
I could see this situation for me. I'm about to die, and like things are really bad, and then someone just like picks me up out of the bed, throws me on a cart, and starts hauling me away, and you have no say in the matter, and you're just like, well, this is par for the course.
Right? Be like, I wish I was a snorer. Yeah. It's bad to think about. According to some of the reports that I found, there were quite a few that were still very much alive, too. Blah. They were burned or buried on that island. Sick and dead would be taken by the barges full from to the island also, not just like kept there, other of the Venetian lagoons. So, we'll talk on that too. What happened again in 1570s and the 1630s, and then the real big Black Death that happened, that seeped in the early 1700s.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So we're going to fast forward then to 1777, and the Magistrate of Health decided to turn it into a checkpoint, kind of getting past the initial, like, what the heck is this? To people going, oh, shit, we know exactly what this is, and we are going to take every measure possible to, you know, quarantine people and all that. So we'd be checking to make sure ships didn't have any traces of the plague still at this time. Hopefully by then there was some other ways to check. And by the full end of the 1700s, the legends and rumors had spread that Pevigli Island was riddled with sorrowful spirits. Okay.
Keep that in mind. Yeah.
Yes. Regardless of what happened, I could totally see it because that's a big scar.
A lot of death.
Yeah. A lot of death. If that wasn't bad enough to scar a little island, in 1922, a psychiatric hospital was built on the island. And they went from taking the plague victims out there to the mentally ill. And the story goes that they treated them very poorly and very, very illegally. Some say they experimented on the patients even. It's said that they had the head doctor, carefree, we'll say. He couldn't take how cruel it ended up getting, even though he was part of the problem. The story goes that he threw himself down the bell tower off of a ladder, which we'll talk about, because that's what came from the Ghost Adventure Show. Yeah. He said that during this time at the hospital, the doctors had seen ghosts from the past. The hospital was eventually dismantled in 1846, and then it was used as a long-term care facility until the late 60s with what they still had. In the 70s, though, it was briefly used as an agricultural project, but then it was abandoned once again. So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
For a tiny little island, right? Let's talk about some macabre morsels. This is where things are going to build, because who do you trust? Let's see. So the Italian government doesn't want anything to do with the island, allegedly. So it went up for auction. Now the island is privately owned, and it was sold to a wealthy Italian developer back in 2014, and they planned on building a luxury resort. I did look into this little nugget, and come to find out, they haven't had any groundbreaking ceremony to date yet for building anything.
10 years?
Yeah, 10 years. I don't think anything's happening.
Yeah, I don't know that that was a wise investment.
Right? Can tour this island via a boat. You cannot step foot on it unless you have special permission, and you can only get that from the Italian government, or somehow you're able to find out who this wealthy Italian developer is and get favor and have a signed agreement with that. It's said that over 100,000 human remains are on the island.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Most of the victims being, of course, from the plague. It's basically one big burial ground, allegedly. In fact, bones still wash up on the shore, some would say. 50% of the soil on the island is human ashes, Not a single person who owned the island stayed there. That is a legitimate fact that I can back up. Nobody who owned that island ever stayed there. And if they did, they got out real quick. There are reports that say that the island still smells like decay.
Oh,
yeah,
gross.
And the locals see it as a very bad place, regardless of the circumstances, and they wouldn't visit it. That also something that people say in Italy. Couldn't go there even if you wanted to because it's very illegal. There's a lot of liability on that island, not just as like, oh, you're on private property, but there's also a lot of dangerous risks that you could potentially get yourself into just because of the state of the buildings that are left there. So
I would say safety issues, a lot of safety issues.
Definitely.
I would go with permission. I think I would go. Yeah.
I think I would too. Yeah. I mean, there are boat tours that will take you there. Not like a full tour. It's just part of tours that they offer in Italy, but the thing you can see even from a distance. Now, while there hasn't been some, you know, people breaking the law, because people have broken the law and they have gone there when they shouldn't have been, a couple of people have reported hearing screams, and it's apparently common to hear screams or see things out of the corner of your eye, like darting. Now, if that doesn't send a chill down your spine, I don't know what will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Well, that point, when I was trying to find, like, you know, because sometimes when you hear about people's experiences, you try to, like, find an account or see somebody's video or, like, just to have them talk about it to see what else they could potentially have seen or see alleged pictures or whatever. This is when it turned for me into hold the phone. This is all made up. So now, after I told you all this stuff, know that the historical things are true. How much they played up the plague or the hospital, that is to be determined. So let's turn the tables and put on our little critical thinking caps. So I'm going to read a section of an article from Venezia's official visitor's guide. They wrote a whole segment on Paveglia Island, and it reads, quote, "There are many horror stories that are told about the island, also increased by the incursion of parapsychologists and ghost hunters of a famous U.S. television series, without clearly any basis to define them as truthful. It is said that the following Black Plague, thousands of people were burned to prevent contagion and buried in this place. And it says in bold, for this reason, it is rumored that the ground is made up of 50% human ashes. Another legend concerning the suicide of the mental hospital director, or the doctor we talked about, because it's different in different stories, defined as a, quote, sadistic doctor, end quote, who forced by the spirits went to the clock tower to jump off. A nurse who had witnessed the incident told that he did not die on the ground, but suffocated by a strange fog, end quote, that had spread from the ground into his body, leaving him lifeless. The stories on Paveglia comes from the purpose of the place in which people, once they landed, were just waiting for death. To increase the fame of the island, there is the suspicion, not confirmed, that the structure used to host convalescent elderly, built in 1922, was actually used as an asylum. So how the plot thickens. So, yeah, there's some weird stuff. So basically, I found this particular source off of another source that I found, who that source was also not from the US. And they're like, yeah. So basically, Ghost Adventures came in and like then did this thing, and the US like blew up about Paveglia Island, and then all of these things started coming out about like how it's been and so
haunted, yeah, and all that.
Yeah. So they can't necessarily confirm that even some of the burnings or the burials of plague victims even happened. Because up to a certain point, when the plague started going down, like, they didn't know what it was in the 13th. There was some confusion. And so not everything was documented back then.
Right.
But as it kept coming back 1400s, 15, 16, 1700s. They got really good at documenting that shit. Once you get past into like when people were starting to notate names and regions, there's not a lot of record to show Paveglia Island being a source of transportation for some of these bodies. Now, whether or not that's just that it's okay, it's a lagoon, like it doesn't really affect us over here, or it's just something that they didn't want to put on record for everybody to see. I mean, that could be something as well, but it's not recorded with the regular recordings for the plague, which to an extent, yes, but not as they were saying. So very blown up, right? Some really weird stuff, because it's like, it's so weird when you like go to do the research and you're like, so like, okay, I think I'm getting it. And then you see another source and you're like, well, I feel like I'm mind fucked right now. Like, what am I supposed to
do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, and a lot of times islands are, it is logical for them to use an island for that purpose.
Right.
To remove the bodies from a mainland.
Right.
For the purpose of, you know, it happened in New York.
During COVID.
During COVID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were transporting the bodies and burning them and...
Right. That's why I feel like even though it may not be what they built it up to be, I still think it was used as that. I really do.
They could go in and test the ground. They could go in and do the research if they wanted to. They could go in and dig and test the soil. And there's so many different things they could do if they wanted to.
Right.
If someone really wanted to, they could find out the answers.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. So that's why it kind of gets tricky, because you read my mind. I was like, this kind of sounds familiar to us because of COVID in New York. They were doing it in Italy, too, during COVID. Islands, people were trying to get that as far away as possible. I mean, I can't imagine it took them that long back then to think of that either, you know? Right. And I mean, there's a handful of islands in the Venetian Lagoon, so I'm sure they all were used for that at one point, because I mean, you know, so the record that I found and what I had put in here about allegedly half of, you know, Venice's population perished, that might be an overstatement. You know, again, is that dramatized? Because in the beginning, who was truly counting the numbers when they really didn't know what was going on yet, you know? So give or take, you know, after diving further into this, I just found that there aren't a lot of records that support some of these rumors, you know, a lot of it seems to be legends and stories. And I told you about today they're kind of vague, like the story with the doctor or head director who jumped from the clock tower. I've heard both. And there was one story that I found where the concept of him was two different people. It was a head director and then a crazy doctor, and they both were kind of intertwined. So it's like, sometimes stories are vague, and that's fine, and they're still true, but because we can't really prove this, you know, some of this stuff, I mean, it's so not true. Yeah, either way, the legends and the stories are still pretty scary, and some of the history that happened on the island, definitely scary. Ugh. But there just wasn't a lot of stuff I could back up with records, so we look at a lot of the rumors and the hype that came out of this place. Interestingly enough, yes, it actually does stem from the U.S., and it really did start in the early 2000s after that Ghost Adventures episode was aired. Did become kind of a hotspot for Westerners to come over to see Paveglia Island. And a lot of Italians are like, huh?
Yeah.
Of all the things, you know? So that episode first aired, and since then, they've seen a lot of Westerners over there to check out the island. So we know for sure that this island definitely played a role in history and what it means to Italy this day, but it just may not have as much paranormal as allegedly thought. So do I believe there are ghosts on the island? Well, I wouldn't be surprised just because of what went down with the plague, with the hospital, to what extent the hospital was used in what ways. I still think, yeah, there's a lot of trauma there. I could see that there could be some things going on, just maybe not to the extent that they're saying, but it's a tiny ass place too. So yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think given the history of the place, if that is true, if all, even if 100 bodies,
yeah,
1,000 bodies were buried there,
it's still a lot
from the plague, I think that there's a chance that there's could be some activity there. So
definitely
to the level of what the Ghost Adventures makes it out to be, I don't know. But right. I still think that there could be some stuff going on there just based off of what happened.
Right.
I think it'd be interesting if an actual group went in and did some scientific research.
Yes.
And tried to see what was actually there. You know, if they burned things, it would be tough to see what was really there, what was left, unless you tested like the composition of the soil. You know, I really don't know how you would measure what the composition was, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see what you could find out if you did a real thorough investigation and scientific, you know, archaeological kind of finding type situation.
Right. Because you can go, I mean, it's long enough that, you'd have to do some deep digging. But like at one point, you're going to run across some ash deposits, you know, and for what they're saying with how much of the soil is component to be bone or ash. That should be something that they could figure out fairly quickly, you know.
Right.
And the percentage. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's odd. And I mean, it's freaky either way, because it's like, oh, the thing has been used for so many things. It's looked like so many different things since the 400s. Just crazy.
But think about it. Anywhere you go in Europe, really, that was affected by the plague.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, look at we had the Dark Ages.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot that we know during that time, you know? It would be an interesting episode, too, to do the Dark Ages, just to see, you know, what do we know about that time and what took place? What were we like after the fact versus what were we like before that? And what is left from before the Dark Ages that we could reference? Very weird stuff. We do know about the island is that, yes, there is a church, there is a hospital, and there is a shelter for boats still. They're all, unfortunately, crumbling into the past. They're not maintained at all. But yeah.
I'd go there.
I would too.
Yeah.
We could do the samples.
Right?
Listeners, what do you think? We want to see what you think, because this is one of the more head-scratcher ones that we've done for quite a while, where we went into it thinking one thing, and we kind of came out of it going, maybe not. Or at least, maybe not to the extent that they're saying. Let us know what you think. We want to hear from you, because you can send us your thoughts and or your stories if you have them, because we do like to hear from you. We actually are trying to do something every month for listener tales. It would be fantastic because you guys have some really cool stuff that you send us. So keep it coming. Encourage that. We welcome it. So if you want to do that and you feel a little shy and you don't want to talk it out to us, you can send them to thatsomacabre@gmail.com. Or if you're feeling very charismatic, you can record yourself speaking your story, our website, macabrepod.com. And yeah, that's it. My lovelies, we are known for our great big Midwest goodbyes, but that's where I wrap it up. Absolutely adore you.
Yesterday was Thanksgiving, so we did all of our Midwest goodbyes yesterday. I think we're Midwest goodbyed out.
We kind of are, though. We're like Midwest goodbye hungover.
So sorry.
Sorry. Because yesterday was Thanksgiving. We are very grateful for you. We love you so very much. We could not do this without you. It means the world to us that you come and hang out with us on the Facebook page. You reach out to us, our email, or with your stories through the website. You guys are freaking awesome.
And you listen to us every week.
Yeah, that's freaking cool.
Yeah.
Nobody else listens to me, let me tell you. So it's kind of nice hanging out with someone. We freaking love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you're new here, well, frickin' A, you're coming in at a great time. Come hang out with the rest of the fam, too. Always an absolute pleasure that you come to hang out with us today and every day that we post for you. That's all I've got. No more big goodbyes, okay? Have fun. Be safe. Be kind. And we'll shock you later.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.